Well, growing up in North Carolina, Thanksgiving had a regular routine for my family. My brother and I spent the morning cleaning up, setting the table, and helping my parents prepare the food in the kitchen. The Macy's parade was on the TV softly in the background, and whoever got to vacuum the living room got to watch it the longest. Our guests started arriving around 1 p.m., a variety of church members who joined us year to year. The regulars included Mr. Tony, a dear widower whose kids live too far away for a long weekend, and David, a college student who attended NC State, whose parents and brothers had moved away to Ohio. And then there was Sarah, our babysitter, and her mom. And a few years later, the Sarkisov family joined us. Three generations of Armenian Christian refugees. We extended our dining room table with a card table, and everyone sat close together. The food was always delicious, but what I remember most was playing games after we had eaten our meal and were taking a pause before dessert. We played a few rounds of 20 questions, and sometimes we also played scattergories. Now, even though there were a few competitive people around the table, the games always ended with laughter, and we usually stopped keeping track of the score about halfway through. Everyone went home with plenty of leftovers and a wide smile. And I'm grateful for these years I got to experience the extended table and so many different accents and home recipes. Those Thanksgiving dinners were an extension of the church for me, a community of people who shared a commitment to being the body of Christ together. A delightful an unlikely assortment of people who came together and grew to be family for a day. Thanksgiving as a kid taught me about hospitality and inclusion. I learned about the importance of trying new foods and listening to people tell their story, and about paying attention to make sure everyone got enough, even when I wanted more sweet potato casserole. Well, today's scripture passage is about being the church too. The early church is encouraged to come together with graciousness and patience, just like I experienced around the table at Thanksgiving. Now, since the Holy Spirit can move even after bulletins are printed, I'm going to start reading verses 1 through 6 of the fourth chapter from Ephesians, and then I will continue with verse 11 as printed in your bulletin. Listen carefully for the First Nations version. Because I walk the road with our honored chief, I have been made a prisoner. I now call on you to join me in representing him in a good way as you follow the path he has chosen for you. Walk with a humble and gentle spirit, patiently showing love and respect to each other. Let his spirit weave you together in peace as you dance in step with one another in the great circle of life. In this circle, we are joined together in one body by one spirit, chosen to follow one purpose. There is only one honored chief, one common faith, and one purification ceremony. There is one great spirit and father of us all, who is above all and who works in and through all. He gifted us with message bearers, prophets, tellers of the good story, and wisdom keepers who watch over us like a shepherd watches over his sheep. These gifts were given to prepare Creator's holy people for the work of helping others and to make the body of the chosen one strong until we all follow the good road in harmony with each other. Because we know and understand who Creator's Son is, we will then be like the Chosen One, mature human beings, living and walking in His ways, and fully reflecting who He is. No longer will we be like children who are tossed about by the waves and follow every voice they hear in the wind. We will no longer listen to the ones who behave like tricksters with their forked tongues. Instead, as true human beings, we will walk out this truth on the path of love. When we become fully grown, we will be like the Chosen One, joined together with Him in the same way a body is connected to its head. Every joint in this body is needed to hold it together and help it grow. When all the parts work together the way they should, then the body grows strong in the love of the Great Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, these verses from Ephesians offer a great deal of insight and encouragement for the church. The First Nations version calls us to walk with a humble and gentle spirit, patiently showing love and respect to each other. And we celebrate this call today as we are joined together in one body by one spirit, chosen to follow one purpose. I am grateful for the ways we come together at Second Pres to extend God's table of thanksgiving. We come from different sides of the James River. We come from different neighborhoods and counties. We come from different generations and backgrounds to join together to worship and serve. We join together to sing and pray, to read the Bible and wonder, to serve lunch and offer clean clothes, to advocate for justice and for creation. We walk together with a humble and gentle spirit, showing love and respect to each other as we are the church together. In an effort to extend God's table of grace beyond this sanctuary, we welcome all those who come into our doors and our guests. And we come together to worship and serve, which takes time and energy, effort and intention. I think one of the greatest gifts of being the church in 2023 is the way this church family welcomes people just as they are, to join in life together. Being connected as one body by one spirit, chosen to follow one purpose, is a sign of the power and strength of God's love. Now, when I think about recent examples of our congregation walking together and showing love and respect, the monthly family worship services held during Sunday school in the chapel come to mind. On the first Sunday of the month, toddlers and teenagers, parents and grandparents, seminary interns and guests have circled the table to sing, listen to scripture, and share Holy Communion. A few weeks ago, percussion instruments were passed around, and the space was filled with the enthusiastic exuberance of maracas, tambourines, wooden blocks, and cymbals, all making a joyful noise in praise of our energetic God. Holy chaos at its finest. Now, the delight on the faces of each musician illustrated just how the Spirit weaves us together in peace as we dance in step with one another, as Ephesians teaches us. Watching our high school and middle school youth serve the youngest kids in our church family communion is a sacred reminder of the extravagance of God's grace. Our youth embody a humble and gentle spirit, patiently showing love and respect like we find in Ephesians. They extend the table of grace on behalf of God's love. And this new initiative to unite families and youth is a chance for God's children of all ages to connect with scriptures, songs of the faith, and each other. A spirit of unity and gusto permeates the chapel during these services. I am grateful for the ways Hannah and Paul, Fred and David Wilson have shared their gifts of creativity and their love for God in creating this time to worship together. There is no doubt that the Spirit is on the move during such lively time together. And isn't this what Ephesians calls us to do, to dance in step with each other? Well, today is Dedication Sunday, and I hope you have prayerfully considered the ways you feel called to be a part of our ministry together, to extend God's table of thanksgiving. Today's scripture lifts up that we are given different gifts and different ways to serve to prepare God's holy people for the work of helping others. With our diverse gifts, Ephesians calls us to be open as the Spirit weaves us together in peace, as we dance in step with one another in the great circle of life. If you feel led to dance your commitment card forward, don't hesitate. We celebrate that we are called to be the church together. We are called to be the body of Christ as a delightful gathering of different people with different stories and different opinions, with a united hope and heart to build up God's beloved community. We are called to work together for justice and love, to share our gifts so that we can strengthen our impact of sharing God's mercy and grace. And today is a celebration of walking together with a humble and gentle spirit, patiently showing love and respect to each other. We give thanks for the abundance of God's gifts and for what is possible when we come together and share our time, our lives, and our resources to build up God's beloved community. On this Dedication Sunday, Ephesians reminds us of the ways we are called to live out our mission statement. We seek to know Christ and to make Christ known in downtown Richmond and throughout the world. We do this best together. With a humble and gentle spirit, patiently showing love and respect, we share who Christ is as a church family. When the Spirit weaves us together in peace, then we reflect God's love and the compassion of Christ. No matter the rhythm of your steps, When you bring your commitment card and the time and talent survey forward, we are dancing in step with one another in the great circle of life. I want to close with one more story about how different people can come together through humility, gentleness, love, and respect. Listen to the poem Gate A4 by the poet Naomi Shihab Nye as she describes the power of love and respect in a busy airport. Wandering around the Albuquerque airport terminal after learning my flight had been delayed 4 hours, I heard an announcement. If anyone in the vicinity of Gate A4 understands any Arabic, please come to the gate immediately. Well, one pauses these days. Gate A4 was my own gate. I went there. An older woman in full traditional Palestinian embroidered dress, just like my grandma wore, was crumpled to the floor, wailing. "Help," said the flight attendant. "Talk to her. What is her problem? We told her the flight was going to be late, and she did this." I stooped to put my arm around the woman and spoke haltingly. "Shudawa, shu biduk habiti, stani shkwe min fadlik shu bitsiwi." Well, the minute she heard any word she knew, however poorly used, she stopped crying. She thought the flight had been canceled entirely. She needed to be in El Paso for major medical treatment the next day. I said, "No, you're fine. You'll get there just later. Who is picking you up? Let's call him." We called her son. I spoke with him in English. I told him I would stay with his mother till we got on the plane and ride next to her. She talked to him. Then we called her other sons just for the fun of it. And then we called my dad, and he and she spoke for a while in Arabic and found out, of course, they had 10 shared friends. And then I thought, just for the heck of it, why not call some Palestinian poets I know and let them chat to her? This all took up 2 hours. She was laughing a lot by then, telling of her life, patting my knee, answering questions. She had pulled a sack of homemade mamoul cookies, little powdered sugar crumbly mounds stuffed with dates and nuts from her bag, and was offering them to all the women at the gate. To my amazement, not a single woman declined one. It was like a sacrament. The traveler from Argentina, the mom from California, the lovely woman from Laredo, we were all covered with the same powdered sugar and smiling. There is no better cookie. And then the airline broke out free apple juice from huge coolers, and 2 little girls from our flight ran around serving it, and they were covered with powdered sugar too. And I noticed my new best friend, now we were holding hands, had a potted plant poking out of her bag, some medicinal thing with green furry leaves, such an old country tradition. Always carry a plant. Always stay rooted to somewhere. And I looked around the gate of late and weary ones, and I thought, this is the world I want to live in, the shared world. Not a single person in that gate, once the crying of confusion stopped, seemed apprehensive about any other person. They took the cookies. I wanted to hug all those other women too. This can still happen anywhere. Friends, that poem is a beautiful story of what it means to belong to each other. of the power of God's love and the open, humble, gentle spirit of the way we can show up for one another. With the stress of a delayed flight and a language barrier, by the grace of God, the table of Thanksgiving was extended at gate A4. God calls us to create the world we want to live in, as the poet Nye writes. This week, God calls us to join together, to listen and laugh, to share cookies and kindness, to dance and step together so that we can be strong in love. Scripture reminds us that we are created for community again and again. We need each other, and we need each other's gifts. God invites each of us to extend a Thanksgiving table provided by the grace and peace of Christ. So when you walk forward or dance forward with your commitment card, you are expressing your thanksgiving for God's good gifts and your desire to dance and step with each other in God's great circle of life. With the Spirit's courage and inspiration, imagine what more we can do on the corner of 5th and Main when we join together with one purpose. That's what we are doing here today. God invites us to join together with one heart and one purpose. God calls us to extend God's table of grace. As Ephesians says, today we are dancing in step with one another in God's great circle of life. And with God's help, we are ready to answer the call to be the church together. Thanks be to God for our common call and for the strength of Christ's love. Let us pray. God of grace and extravagant love, we give thanks for your call to be the church. We give thanks for your many gifts. We celebrate the ways your Spirit weaves us together in peace. Guide us to respond with a humble and gentle spirit. Lead us to dance and step together as we follow Christ and walk the path of love. We do all this together in your holy name. Amen.